here I have my Verizon phone, my cell phone. What authorized investigation gave you the grounds for acquiring my cell phone data?
That's Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley posing one among many questions yesterday put to NSA Director Keith Alexander, who testified for the first time before the Senate Appropriations Committee since the agency's newly leaked top-secret surveillance programs became known. Alexander had been previously scheduled to testify about federal spending on cybersecurity, and there was plenty of discussion of that. But the NSA leaks were the big headline. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is with us. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So was this a showdown or more informational there in front of the Senate Appropriations Committee?
Well, it was a little bit of both. The problem, it wasn't so informational. You heard Jeff Merkley's question there, is that Keith Alexander, chief of the NSA, can't answer a lot of these questions. And that's why senators want Alexander and the NSA to declassify a lot more of PRISM and the Section 215, the Verizon data mining program, so that some of these things can be discussed in public. And they want briefings from the NSA, which they're going to get today.
Well, Alexander did make the essential point that these programs, whatever you think about them, actually do work.
It's dozens of terrorist events that these have helped prevent.
Dozens of terrorist events, he said, but he did elaborate.
Right. When I say dozens, what I'm talking about here is that these authorities complement each other in helping us identify different terrorist actions and help disrupt them.
What did you make of this, Todd? Was Alexander persuasive? And as you mentioned, there apparently will be some classified briefing later.
One of the things that Keith Alexander was trying to do was to say, look, now that these programs are, it was an interesting dichotomy. He said, we're not trying to hide anything about two highly classified programs. Now that these programs are leaked and they're in the public, we're not acting like we're doing anything wrong. We want to discuss it without giving up sources and methods. So we want to brief senators. We want to declassify bigger parts of this program. One of the terror plots they say they foiled is a plot to blow up subway cars in New York. The NSA says now they want to talk about the benefits of these programs so that the American public can balance the benefits with the obvious risks, which is being spied on by their government. Intelligence Chairman Dianne Feinstein was in the hearing, even though it wasn't her committee, and is also telling Alexander that she wants to be able to classify a more detailed list, John, of some of the terror plots that they say have been foiled using these programs. Meanwhile, Jeff Merkley, who you heard from, is already introducing a bill. It's not out yet, but he wants to declassify some of the FISA proceedings, the FISA court that makes rulings that gives the NSA the legal authority to get some of these data. He says there is no way for the public to actually debate this without understanding the plain language of the way the NSA interprets the Patriot Act. We can all read the Patriot Act, but the interpretation is secret, and the FISA rulings are secret. Merkley wants to put a stop to that.
So the issue here, at least in Merkley's view and some others on the Senate floor there, is a sense of disclosure. But I'm getting the sense that senators are pretty much bought into these programs. Your thoughts?
Many of them are, but not all of them. And one of the issues here, as you know, John, is a lot of these senators say we didn't know about this. Other ones say you better have known about it. Listen to Lindsey Graham here about what senators knew about PRISM and Verizon and when they knew it.
Well, if you didn't know, you got nobody to blame but yourself. Just show some interest and go to the briefings. They sent out a Dear Colleague letter last year, the year before last, saying anybody interested in this program, please come by and get briefed. Go ask them when they sent it. Get Saxby, send a Dear Colleague letter out.
Now, give me some context here. I mean, it's not like the NSA said, hi, we're violating the Fourth Amendment. Come on to this briefing. We'll tell you all about it.
Right. And one senator on the Intelligence Committee who's been on it for many, many, many years said these briefings, really, a senator has to know to take the initiative about what to ask. You can get briefed. Now, they're not going to brief you on a bunch of classified stuff if you're a rank-and-file congressman from wherever. The Intelligence Committee gets that. But you have to know to ask, which is difficult. If you did know to ask, senators were able to be briefed on the broad outlines of these programs, not the details. There were a lot more details from Glenn Greenwald at The Guardian than a lot of lawmakers ever got.
Right.
And the last thing, John, the last thing today, House and Senate, both all senators, all members of Congress, briefings from Keith Alexander today. They want to get briefed and it'll be in private.
I was surprised. We'll play you one last clip here that a normally very high profile Republican, Bob Corker, Republican of Tennessee, knew nothing. Listen.
I was very aware of the second program that was leaked. I was unaware of the first program.
The administration kind of needs Corker on their side on this one.
They do. Now, lucky for them, Corker said once he was briefed on the Section 215 data mining, the Verizon story, that he was completely comfortable with it. Corker also says that oversight of these programs are going to get a lot more attention. He's not interested in shutting them down. He, like a lot of other senators and members of Congress, are interested in a lot closer oversight of how they're debated and how they're overseen in Congress, John.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much, Todd.
Pleasure.